Hey, Daniel. Hey, thanks for coming back.
Dude, thanks. I really appreciate it. I had a lot of fun last time, and just really happy to join you guys again. What time's Kurt getting here?
I don't know. I think he should be coming in soon. He said he was running late, but
yeah, you told him I was coming, right?
I feel like it was understood the way.
He was really weird after we finished recording the last one. He just kind of gave me some weird looks and shit. You know what? I'm probably in my own head.
I think it was just the alcohol.
Yeah. We did a lot of drinking. I was probably just in my own head about it.
Seemed. I think he liked you. I mean, he's just.
Yeah.
He has his own way of showing things, but.
Yeah. He's a character. He seems like a good guy.
Yeah.
So
but,
I'm just. I'm just really grateful to. I'm just really grateful to be back here, man.
I mean, we have a few topics that we're gonna. Mm-hmm. I think I want to go over before,
yeah.
But
talking about like some video game stuff.
Yeah, I got some movie news, not as much, but I think you guys
cool,
want to
cool,
fill
cool.
that in.
I think he was talking about some. Oh, there he is.
Hey.
Hey, Kurt, how's it going, man?
Hey, man.
Glad to have you.
Still wearing that pride hat. You all right?
Huh? Gabe. Why the fuck is he here?
What?
What you know that? You knew he was gonna come back, right? I mean. I think you suggested it last episode, maybe.
Yeah.
Come here.
What's up?
I'm still fucking here. Hate this kid. I can fuck his game.
Hey, man, come on.
What?
Oh, well, I'm like right next to you. You didn't even move away.
Hey, come on. It's just for fun. None of this matters.
He's a loser, though.
Why? Why don't you like
this guy? You're a loser.
But
why are you here?
Hey, Daniel, can I talk to you? Can I talk to you?
Yeah.
Look, I think he's just a little bit intimidated because he came in and then me and you were talking and then. He just thinks I'm replacing you, but
No, I want everyone to
feel I don't want to be replaced.
I want everyone to feel comfortable here, but this really weird vibe he's giving off.
Is it because I'm gay?
Oh boy. Okay. Pull out the card. I think that just
all the cards being laid out. Is it because I'm a goddamn faggot queer?
Oh god.
And I like butts belonging to men.
Alright.
No, Kurt. It's not that. It's not that at all. I respect your love of
You try being gay.
I have.
Why do you say it like it's a hard thing to do for you?
He works at it every day.
I look at myself in the mirror whenever I wake up and I'm like, you are the biggest faggot and I love you. And then I literally just try and shove my tongue into my own mouth in the mirror.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't work because it's a mirror.
The funny part is, that motivational speech you just gave me, I do half of that sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
The gay part.
You just say, I'm straight. I'm the straightest person I know.
No.
That was actually me before I was gay. That's how I like tried to play off being straight. I woke up in the morning and was like, I'm straight.
Yeah.
Everyone needs to know that I'm straight.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be called a faggot.
This bit's really devolved.
Yeah, and you know what else is devolved? Peter Sauce! We're like the punk rock of podcasts.
I don't think so.
It's like we intentionally try to be bad at what we're doing.
That's an excuse, I guess.
You know what else?
We
is
mean
an
to
excuse?
Do this. Okay, no. Hey, Daniel!
Yes, sir.
You're back.
I am back.
What are you doing here?
Well.
Being a fucking loser.
Yeah, we're still going with that bit. I got the invite back. I had a lot of fun last time, so I'm here to do it again.
I mean, we just kind of funny, yeah. Whatever.
We just needed your apartment, really.
That's
yeah.
Fair. That's fair.
Yeah. I got kicked out of mine. I'm actually literally homeless right now.
Good for you, man.
You know, it's
you.
Probably because I'm gay.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I mean.
I'm going to start ignoring the things you say and just respond very,
like oh, yeah, sure,
kind.
I bet.
It's like, I got kicked out of my apartment for being gay. Good for you, Kurt. Good for you, buddy. Bad things are looking up, man.
So this podcast, if this is your first episode, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, if it's your first episode, you fucking suck.
I mean, please listen.
Yeah, actually listen.
If this is your first episode, it's probably your last.
Hey, remember, we're like the punk rock of podcasts.
You keep trying to get that across, but
I don't think
it's going to work.
No.
It's
more like the three guys sitting around an iPhone sitting on the ottoman of a podcast.
Isn't that pretty punk rock, though?
We don't. There's no garage.
We haven't had a hit yet.
Yeah.
So.
We haven't had a hit?
Yeah.
A hit of what? Oh, that's a question.
That's no good for you, Kurt.
I got it.
You're doing well, man.
So, guys, I'm Kurt. Kurt Burkhart. I do things. Yeah. I'm cool.
Okay, so in this podcast, we talk about...
What's your name, dickass?
Pop culture and Gabe.
That's a weird name.
Your name is Pop Culture and Gabe or Dickass? Dickass Pop Culture Gabe?
And then we tell jokes that are really funny.
Yeah, well, what's your real name?
We haven't gotten to the funny jokes
yet. Yeah, do you have a name? Which one's your name?
My name is Pop Culture and Gabe.
Okay, that's good. That works. Mm-hmm. And then this person...
Is it my turn yet?
Who are you?
No, we're talking to the other guy who's in the room.
Okay, cool. My name is Daniel Griffin, and I still don't know why I'm here.
He makes jokes.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I'm a professional humanitarian. Humoridian. That's how it's pronounced.
A commandant.
A commandant. That might actually be a word, though.
It is a word.
Is it?
I think one thing we should get across just in the beginning is that during this podcast, we do talk about pop culture. We talk about things that we like. But we're also drinking beer.
But most importantly, we talk about alcohol.
Yeah.
Just because it's a way for us to mask our real alcoholism.
Yeah. But it's just kind of an excuse for us to drink beer. We've said that a few times. Right now, we've already had one.
We've already had one to prep, to warm up. It's like, you know, if you don't eat the ass before, you know, sticking it in.
That's a great metaphor that so many people will hopefully get.
So, Gabe, what are we drinking today?
It's
a typical beer, but it's a spinoff of a typical beer.
It is a spinoff, just like this podcast is a spinoff of us drinking alcohol.
I was going to say it was a spinoff of actual garbage.
That too. So, we're actually drinking Blue Moon, but not just Blue Moon. We're drinking Mango Wheat.
Mango Wheat?
Mango Wheat.
You know, I'm not going to lie. It actually smells really good.
It smells nice. Yeah. It. Full disclosure. I'm not a beer guy, not a big fan. So me doing this, drinking beer with you guys on this podcast, is me taking a step towards adventure trying something new.
It's a step towards masculinity, man.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's You're really growing a pair of balls right now.
They're hanging low.
Yeah, dude.
They sure are.
They're swinging.
They're hanging out the hole in the bottom of my underwear.
You ever hear that AC/DC song where it says, "I've got big balls"? You've heard that song?
Is it a B-song?
Back in Black?
No, it's not on Back in Black. I think it's literally, I don't remember, but like the album covers like two giant like metal balls next to each other.
Thunderstruck?
No. It's an whatever.
Highway to Hell?
Yeah,
I think that's it. Highway to Hell.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. I think that's the one. You guys suck ass.
So yeah, we're talking about pop culture, as I said three times already. Does anyone have any news that they want to start off
with? We need to talk about the beer.
What beer? Oh, shit, we're drinking beer.
Yeah, we're drinking...
You're literally holding it in your hand.
Fucking dumbass. All right, hey, cheers to a thing we're doing. Podcast.
This is going
to
be great. Best episode so far. Yeah.
So, it's Blue Moon. Let's try it.
So...
As you're already halfway through the bottle. I wonder what this tastes like.
Well, we got a variety pack, didn't we?
We got a variety pack because...
For a reason.
For a reason.
Aren't we a variety pack?
I mean,
two white guys and a non-white guy.
Hey, I'm not a regular white guy.
Each one of us.
I'm not binary.
So we got a gay, we got a straight white.
You can call me a fag, it's okay. And then I'm in the room.
And then we got
a brownie.
A brownie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you call him the brownie?
I called him the brownie.
Well, I think that's actually racist, though.
Oh, that's right, because since...
He has to say it first, then approve that you can say it.
Since you guys are both part of minority groups, and I'm considered...
You can call me a faggot anytime you want. I give you permission.
You're almost encouraging it. Yeah, it's very weird.
Well, I'm not that brown that I could say other words.
Yeah, you're a different kind of brown. You like
I'm not even brown, technically.
He's like...
I'm like, compared to other people... From where I'm from, I'm pretty much white.
Yeah, you're brown in spirit, buddy.
There we go. He would be put in the cage.
I'm not even going to say my nationality so that I can get away with whatever I want.
So, guys, what do you think of this beer? What do you think? I've already had it before, which kind of cheating, and I ate it with a mango. But because it's mango wheat, I literally went out and was like, oh, I'm going to go get... some Blue Moon mango wheat and get myself a mango and I'm gonna eat them and drink them together and then blah 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 blah. So this does not taste like actual mangoes,
obviously,
in my opinion.
I mean, but it's not as bad as it could have been. I've drank other fruit flavored beers.
It tastes like like a mango popsicle or something.
Yeah. I mean, it still keeps the flavor. It doesn't go... I think I drank a beer a while ago that had a fruit flavor, and it just... It went overboard with it, and it just did not...
And it's in the aftertaste.
Yeah.
Which is nice, because with Blue Moon, or with any beer, I think, usually you have that aftertaste that just tastes like a fart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This one, it kind of closes out the nice beer taste with a fruity taste.
Yeah.
Which I think is...
You like fruity stuff, don't you?
We were doing so good. We were doing so good. We had like...
That wasn't me this time.
I know. We had like 2 solid minutes of actual conversation. And then another fat joke.
He said it.
Yeah, hey, look at him. He's learning.
Hey, I give you permission to say the N-word. I won't say it. I won't say it, but you can.
He has the authority to pass that permission.
I don't have that. I can't say you can say... I'm white.
No, I'm talking about when I said fag. You have the authority.
I don't even think that applies, really.
If I say you can say the fact word, well, I'm around. The fact word. Hey, remember Tyler the Creator like kissed Lucas
so that he could say it?
Yeah, so that he could say it. He kissed one of the members of his brand.
So you have to kiss Kurt.
No, I gave him permission, yeah. So it's like kissing me.
Well, I told you.
It like a consent form is like 1950s
Didn't
kissing.
Didn't I say like last week that for someone to say faggot, you have to let a gay man put his dick on your shoulder?
No, you put your thumb up your ass.
That's right. Yeah. And I went through the process.
But not with me.
Yeah, it was a different...
I literally got the fuck out of here. You know, this place is fucking gross. It's clean.
Isn't that a stereotype of gay people? Anyways.
We're not all clean. No. Gabe can attest to
you're
that.
You're breaking down stereotypes.
Yeah,
your apartment looks like shit.
I mean, my apartment's empty.
Last time I was there, it looked like shit. Just let the joke land, dick.
Well, are we going to go into the news now, or are we going to... You're talking about Kurt being gay.
Alex Jones! Speaking of gay things,
what?
The frogs.
We never finished the beer talk.
Yeah.
I mean, we usually get around to it.
Yeah, we're going to rate it like later on. Yeah. That's what we do.
Nothing matters.
That's right. All right, I'm the guest. Continue.
Nothing matters.
You're not the guest. You're a co-host now, right?
Oh, fuck, I am?
Well, did you stick your thumb up your ass?
I didn't, but...
Okay.
How could I let this happen?
My ex, quote-unquote, lover... Dude, I shagged in the bathroom of a fucking gay bar called Cockface. He told me, he was like, you know that dude Daniel? He did the initiation. He can say fag now.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And so now I'm giving I saw the document. Now I can officially like...
It was notarized.
Nope. Yeah.
It was notarized.
Yeah. He did a good job. He went through it.
Yeah.
Really?
Did you know that every gay bartender, any bartender at a gay bar has to be a licensed notary? Because of this process.
Yeah.
Because
like before gay marriage was legal, you could only... be gay married in a bar that was gay.
The bar is gay.
And you could only be married, like a married couple inside the bar.
Outside.
So
outside you were not married.
No. So you only get the benefits and everything inside
the bar. Which is, the benefits are not like joint checking accounts. It's basically just like a free drink every Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And like as soon as you left the bar, you were just two friends who are weirdly close.
Yeah. Two friends that like to touch butts.
Is that what gay people do?
Allegedly.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I'm not going to get into it.
Yeah, that's because usually you do get into it.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah. So, where are we going? Alex Jones?
Alex Jones. Hey, did you hear he got banned on YouTube?
Yeah. Yeah. Which is ironic because...
It's YouTube?
Well, he talks about how free speech is being suppressed.
Yeah. They literally played like directly into his hands. Like, that dumb fuck actually won something.
And the thing that sucks about this is because those people who believe in InfoWars, who are like, yeah, these conspiracy theories are real, and it's not just Alex Jones trying to sell us shit.
There were 2 shooters.
At Sandy Hook, which wasn't real.
What? Yeah, exactly. That's insane. Sandy Hook wasn't real, but there were 2 shooters there. Like, how?
The frogs are gay! You know, he's from Texas. Oh, we already talked about this last podcast.
Yeah, you run into him.
Yeah, I run into him all the time.
Yeah.
The Mark, I'm like, hey, Jones. He's like, hey, what's up, faggot?
Did he ever get a thumb up his ass?
No, but like he was raped by a gay frog.
He was trying to, though. What? He wanted to get a Philip his ass, but no one would do it.
No, but a gay frog raped him. It's not like something you can joke about.
Yeah, that's actually
please explain.
No,
I mean, like, we would have a limit. Want a rape victim to come in here and tell you how that they were raped
by a frog?
Will it, especially if it's a frog?
Will it boost our ratings?
Okay. We don't have ratings.
What I'm saying is that tragic and awful and difficult to hear? Yes. Is it good podcasting? Also, yes.
I don't know if for a comedy podcast we're allowed to be serious.
Yeah.
God isn't real. Ayo.
Or is he?
We
don't know.
Next episode.
You'll find out for sure. We have proof.
Next time on Gator Sauce, we prove the existence of God.
Or the non-existence.
Right, we can't say it. We have to leave it up.
Also, we will have a Minecraft tutorial on how to craft an obsidian sword.
Oh, man. Well, I got some news, Kurt.
And also Nintendo Switch.
No. Also, speaking of the Sandy Hook thing, did you hear that they're trying to get the parents who they said were actors? Mm. That's what Jones was saying. He was like, they're actors. They're not even real people. I don't know what he sounds like.
It's pretty close.
Yeah, right? I feel like all you have to do is be angry.
No one's going to, like, correct you.
Right, you know? I mean, unless he's, I don't know.
I think he's got a pretty gritty voice. I think that's not too far.
He probably smokes cigarettes.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Or not, because cigarettes are part of mind control by the government.
Whoa, bro. Are they really?
I just made that up, but you believed it for a second.
He's fucking Alex Jones. I don't think you're fucking Alex Jones. You might be.
Well, if... Wait a second.
Is that why he says fag?
Question.
No, this is a frog.
Question.
Bad.
Question.
Can't joke
question,
about
question,
that.
Question,
what?
So as someone who has my certificate by getting a thumb up my ass by a gay man, does that mean I can now do the initiation, or do I have to be officially gay?
No, you can, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so
yeah,
I'm just kind of like in the lowest level of the club, but I can't actually bring in new members.
No. Unless you make a life decision.
Unless I like
decision.
Actually become full gay.
Yeah.
What if
you're
bi?
You choose.
What if he's bi?
If you're bi, you can only say fa.
What? I was going to say.
Or get. You can
or,
say
yeah, you can say fa. Or get, but not in the, like, you
not
can say in the same sentence, but not consecutively.
By the way, get with two G's, because
yeah.
What if you're saying, like, in a New York accent, like, forget about it? Does that translate?
But that's, no, that does, because of the whole thing.
What?
The forget about it.
Yeah.
If you just, like, stop in the middle, forget about it, you're just like, forget.
Which actually sounds like a French dessert.
Yeah, it does.
That sounds delicious.
Dude, have you ever been to France and got a fresh, hot faggot?
It's tasty. It melts in your mouth.
Hey, welcome to Gator Sauce, where we overuse the word faggot.
How many gay jokes can we tell?
I haven't, like, we're like, what, like 10 minutes into this?
Have we had one episode where we haven't joked about gay stuff?
No, but that's because I'm on it.
You know? Yeah, I know, right?
It's kind of your thing.
Yeah, it is. It's,
you're the most homophobic of all of us.
I am.
He's not even gay. He's just doing this so he can say it.
Yeah, I'm just creating an image. I'm fucking dudes.
Yeah.
And I'm saying I'm gay, just, you know, just to make things funny, to make these jokes. It's like that one episode of something where the guy pretends he's Jewish.
Oh, Futurama.
No, that wasn't Futurama.
The Simpsons?
That's a good segue.
Yeah.
Good segue into, oh my god, you guys never watched the trailer, did you?
No, I didn't watch it. It's something Enchanted? Ella Enchanted?
Disenchantment.
Disenchantment.
So I know it's going to have like the normal cast to Futurama. So whoever does, I forget the guys.
Rob, something.
Schneider.
I don't know. I was just saying.
No, you're wrong.
We can just move
Jim something.
Billy something. Yeah, no, you're wrong. But the main voices for Fry and Bender are going to be the two of the characters. And then Eric Andre is actually one of the characters on the show.
What?
Yeah,
is he being goofy again? Is he doing goofy stuff?
No. Well, I mean, like, he plays like...
pranking people?
He plays a demon in the show.
Oh, God. That guy's crazy. He's just always...
It's crazy.
He's always goofing around.
It's the Eric Andre show!
Yeah, he's always clanking around bars. Yeah. And
by the way, we didn't pay for that intro, so that's actually
Eric Andre's going to sue us now.
Because you do the voice for the Eric Andre show.
Yeah, I do. We have to edit that out, otherwise we will get sued.
Yeah.
Man, I don't have any money, so go for it. Sue me.
Well, I don't have much, but I don't want to get
I'm the one who said it, not you.
Yeah, but they're going to sue all of us.
Oh. Yeah.
That's not how it works.
Yeah, it is.
Fun. But yeah, how's the trailer?
Are you a fake lawyer?
Okay, so the trailer, I laughed. I really actually laughed. But then again, I'm biased because I love Futurama. Mm-hmm. And I think Matt Groening is actually a really good writer. Mm-hmm. And plus his whole team, shout out to them. They are like legitimate college majors, like in English and shit like that. They have like qualification. No, and they're
justifying
jokes.
Your profession.
Yeah, right. See, advertising. But it was a pretty good trailer. It was funny. I'll show you two, and we'll talk about episode two. You'll see. Yeah. We'll get your reaction.
By the way, I should just clarify. Next episode, this is gonna be a two-parter, right?
Not really a two-parter, but...
Sort of, in a way.
It's a two-parter for us, not for them.
Yeah, we're recording two episodes in one day.
But they're going to be released 2 weeks later.
Yeah, so you're going to have to hold on to your dick and finish jerking off.
And I'm telling you, by the way, we wrote the script for this episode. Everything we say is scripted.
Yeah.
That's true.
And this episode ends on a really good cliffhanger.
Even when both of us, all three, when we stutter...
Yeah.
That's in the script.
That's in the script.
We're not actually drinking
it
beer.
Just, yeah, no. We have bottles as props.
That giggle, that was in the script.
Yeah. Us saying this is in the script. It's so fourth wall, like, we run out of words.
I can't get off the script because it's all in the script. Even this part that I'm saying where I feel like I'm stuck and trapped in the script and I can't get out, this is scripted. I don't know what to do. I don't know what's real and what's fake anymore.
Dude, you ever smoke weed, bro?
Hey, this has so many walls, we could call it Fortnite. Like, the game.
That terrible joke is in the script.
Yeah, it was.
Kurt, hold out your hand.
No, why?
Hold out your hand.
Why are you high five?
Other way. Be better.
Why'd you just slap him with your dick?
That was
because I'm certified.
He literally, the part of the script called for him to pull his dick out and slap me
despite
in the hand.
Despite the fact that this is an audio medium.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, we couldn't use anything else, because you can't get that sound with your hand.
The dick sound is very specific.
It's distinct.
Hey, you ever wonder why, No, I'm not going to go there.
All really? Right. There's a place you won't go.
Well, I mean, I don't want to talk about porn.
If there's a place you won't go on this podcast, we should probably leave
That's
it.
That's fair.
You should just be like, okay, Kurt, let's move on.
All of this is in the script.
Well,
I got some news. I got some news on my end.
What, that you're a fucking loser?
That's I don't know who's writing these scripts, by the way. Kurt just shows up with these scripts, and then I don't know who wrote them, where he's getting these jokes from.
It's a combination of
very hit and miss.
It's Jerry Seinfeld, Zach Galifianakis, this homeless dude named Robert that I met.
Oh, Robert, he's the guy who put his thumb in my ass.
Really?
No.
I was drunk, I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. Might have. His name was Jeffrey.
Were there two thumbs?
Yeah, it was Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh, shit. You're dumb.
It might have been. That might have been why he got such an outstanding, review.
That's true. And why he can't sit right.
Also, the
still.
The previously deceased Ed Kemper, he's writing the script for
still
us.
Still writing his ghost.
Yeah, his ghost. He was a serial killer.
Oh. Yeah. Wow. That explains a lot of the serial killer jokes.
I throw one in every episode.
You know what audiences love? Very specific references to obscure people that they might not know the name.
Well, I mean, somebody on this podcast has listened to True Crime.
True Crime. Yeah, okay. So I got some news on my end, Gator Sauce. So you guys know Sonic the Hedgehog?
Sonic the fuck dick bag.
Oh god, you've had two beers. I don't know how you're this crazy.
To answer your question personally, I do not, but I have heard of him.
I like him or have I seen him?
Are you familiar with the lore?
I don't know him personally.
That's not what I asked.
I already made that joke.
Oh.
I don't know
that was scripted too.
God.
It was scripted for him to make.
No, actually I really like Sonic the Hedgehog. I forget that. Oh, Sonic Heroes is fun. I like that one on the GameCube.
What's your favorite picking up the ring? You know when you pick up the rings? Mm-hmm. What's your favorite moment in all the video games where you pick up a ring? Why did you not turn off your phone?
Suck my massive...
I'll answer the question while he checks his phone. I'm going to say the Lord of the Rings video game.
I was going to say Lord of the Rings too, dude! I was going to go... Hey, high five.
You guys are both equally not funny.
Wow.
Well, you know what? You're cumulatively more of a fucking... ass tart.
Speaking of Sonic the Hedgehog, we had a Mr. Dr.
Dr. Eggman.
Dr. Eggboy.
Dr. Robotnik, actually.
Dr. Robotnik, as he's played by Jim Carrey.
Which is going to be interesting, but I think it's going to be kind of fun. Because, yeah. Look at his mustache. Like, Dr. Robotnik's mustache is this giant fucking thing that goes out. He's, this weird tall man who has, a body of an egg, and he's just like, whoa, and he steals animals.
Is that why they call him Eggman?
Yeah.
Huh.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Wow. How about that?
That makes sense. But now, recently, we just got our Ben Schwartz as Sonic. Yeah.
Which I'm just imagining him from when he shows up in Jake and Amir.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I was thinking I hope he does the John Ralphio character.
Yeah. John Ralphio? Yeah.
But he does Sonic the Hedgehog as John Ralphio.
You know, I wonder who they're going to have Knuckles play as Knuckles. Honestly,
Mona Lisa.
No, I'm going to say Knuckles has to be a black dude.
Thomas Middle.
Terry Crews.
No, somebody blacker. I mean, but.
Thomas, how about this?
I meant they're both who's the guy who played Darth Vader?
James Earl Jones.
Yeah, someone that black.
How about Thomas Middleditch in blackface?
Oh, no! Whoa, Gator Sauce! We hadn't. I brought Gator Sauce into the play. Oh, gee.
What do you think? You know Sonic, you know his voice, you know how he
acts. Well, I know, every time I watch a little TV show, Sonic's always like, hey guys, I'm Sonic the Hedgehog. Welcome to my show.
Gotta go fast.
Don't do drugs.
Sonic.
No.
Here we go.
Hey, speaking of which, I went to Warped Tour, and yeah, so it's
speaking of which, brooms and cats.
No, it actually has something to do with this. So at Warped Tour, and, it was the last Warped Tour, it was the second to last show in West Palm, and I was in the pit for Chelsea Grin, which is, the harder of, the metalcore bands, I guess. They're, almost actual metal. So we were in the pit.
Literal metal, made of...
Yes.
Wow.
His arm was half aluminum. But he wasn't
Soldier?
Full. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, but not it wasn't full Winter Soldier arm. Yeah. It was half.
So just the elbow down or the elbow up?
It was the elbow down.
Oh, wow.
Because that's how it grows, dude. Shut the fuck up and let me talk. All right, so we were in the pit. And the pit was fucking intense. All right, whatever. And all of a sudden, fucking Mario, some dude in Mario costume or whatever, Mario just pops out of nowhere.
It actually did relate. Okay, yeah. Cool.
Mario pops out of nowhere in the middle of the pit. He just got, knocked to the floor, stands back up, reaches in his, overalls pocket, pulls out a fucking fat-ass blunt, and is walking around the pit. He's like, lighter, but he wasn't even saying it. He just had the blunt in his mouth. He was doing the lighter, hand motion, where you just flick your thumb up. He was running around the pit, looking for people, and I was the only person around with a lighter. I was
Which is surprising for a metalcore show.
What I do? And so I just hand out a lighter to him, and he just lights it up, and then he passes it to, I shit you not, Luigi, just not even joking, Luigi just comes out of the crowd and pulls up next to me, grabs the blunt, smokes it, and then another Mario comes out of the crowd, and he smokes it. And I look at Luigi, and I'm like, Luigi, this is weird. Can I have a hit? Luigi fucking gives me a blunt. I smoke a blunt with Luigi and two Marios.
Wait, was this before or after you had already smoked the blunt?
No. I was the fourth person to take a hit.
But I'm saying, were you sober at this point?
Yeah, of course, dude. You know how much beers cost at Warped Tour?
I know which direction you're going. Yeah. You're accusing this as a vision. Warped Tour, I believe every word.
Dude, I was sober as fuck because the beers were $13.50 there.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to take any beers?
No. I don't have a plug here anymore because I'm pretty sure he got shot or something. He hasn't answered me back. I was like, hey, man, I'm feeling really anxious and I'm depressed. Can you help me out? And you just never text me.
Yeah, and somehow you got those stutters in text message.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very...
Hey, man, I need... ... And then just like...
That's probably why I didn't text me back. So, Sonic. But Knuckles. What I'm looking for Knuckles is some, butch like some butch dude who's like,
yeah,
which I assume is like
James Earl Jones.
It's like Terry Crews, but with like a deeper voice,
right?
But a combination of those people. I want that in my knuckles. You know what I'm saying?
I just like the phrase, I want a man with a deeper voice on my knuckles.
I mean, you're not wrong.
I know.
Oh, man.
That's what scares me.
So, Daniel, do you have any news in the world of anything?
Nintendo!
I know we just got a Switch. Me and my girlfriend just
really?
Got
what, a Switch. You just switched? Like,
that's
you
funny. That's funny, Kurt.
You have a
vagina now? Kurt, what? I'm sure this joke is hilarious, but I think we should just let him do the news, and then you tell your funny joke. And then, no, how about this? You think about it, and if it's still funny after 10 seconds, then you tell it.
Mom, Dad, stop fighting. Gabe is obviously Mom.
That means I'm the top.
I would make a great mom.
No, you're a bottom dad.
Hey, I'm okay with that. High five, still.
Damn it, I forgot you're okay with
that. I'm a verse, man. I like to switch up during sex. I'm like, I just yell, tag team.
Chinese fire drill.
Yeah, Chinese fire drill.
And then three Asian mans come out and plow you.
Well, no, first I say tag team, and then I say Chinese fire drill, and then we all switch positions.
All of us.
Hmm. Yeah, because when you say tag team, that means there's two other people involved. Haven't you ever watched wrestling, you stupid piece of shit?
Or orgy porn.
I've never seen someone say, tag team!
I could have gone without the sound effects.
Well, you're welcome.
All right, so me and my girlfriend just got a Switch last week, and we love it. The three games that I have so far are Mario Kart, Mario Odyssey.
Which is fantastic. Odyssey is great.
That's the one I want to talk about for sure. And we also got the tennis game. Aces. We just got that one last night, so I don't have a ton to say about it because I've only played it once. But Odyssey is crazy good.
It looks good.
It's amazing.
Is that the one where Mario's running around the city and there's like real normal looking people?
Yes.
New Donk City.
Yes, New Donk City. It is unsettling.
What is Mario?
What is Mario?
What is Why Mario? Is Mario?
No. Who is Mario?
What physically, what is he? What kind of being is he?
He's a person.
But why does he look like a freaking weirdo?
Because he's
just overweight, dude.
No. Overweight people look normal. Mario does not look normal.
He's a cartoon.
I'm a cartoon.
Why is he in a regular person's world?
Because that's one of the worlds he goes to in the game.
Yeah, dude. Have you ever played... Okay. Have you ever played Mario Galaxy?
I have not. Actually.
Very good. So Mario Galaxy, the point of the game is that he can go to different planets. So Mario is actually being able to progress exponentially in technology so he can go to planets.
So he's not from Earth.
He's definitely going to dimensions. Okay. Dimensional shit. What do you think?
I think it's crazy that you're hung up on that.
I want to know what Mario is. What kind of creature is he?
They're talking about a video game that's like, what world is he in?
Imagine you're walking in New York City, you're going to Times Square.
Why are there dragons in Skyrim? I don't understand.
You're going to Times Square.
I can explain that. It's because the big black dragon, whatever his name was, he came back and there was a resurgence in a lot of dragons. Especially, there was also the skeletal dragons. A lot of spirits of dragons awoke because of his coming, because he's like, do I need to get into this?
No, I didn't expect. I've played Skyrim, and so I know everything you're saying. I just didn't expect you to actually get into it.
Yeah, I know this lore.
Yeah, so do I.
I like Fallout more, but, you know. I'm a big What's the fucking douchebag dragon's name?
I can't remember. They're all weird. There's a Dovahkiin.
Well, no, Dovahkiin's a dragon slayer.
Right. No, Dovahkiin, I think, means...
Dragonborn.
This is great content, yes. By the way.
Your mom's great content.
Isn't this a pop culture video game podcast? How am I a co-host and I still don't know what this fucking thing is?
Drink beer. Okay. Cheers.
I'm just saying, look, Mario, if I'm walking around and I see a guy looking like Mario, I'm going to freak out. I'm like, what the fuck is
I mean, it's,
I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to offend him. What if he has a deformity?
That's what I was about to say. Like, that's really offensive. Towards little people.
No, little
if you
people...
saw someone who was smaller than you and had
no. Are you a bigot against midgets?
Gabe is a bit.
Little people.
Gabe is people? Is
little people. Little people.
Is that what Mario is? I think he's a plumber.
Little people look normal. Like, I can see a little...
Do they? Oh, God. Do they, Gabe?
That sounds like you're trying to defend yourself.
Yeah. But I'm saying...
I've seen little people, big world. They have weird hands.
But I'm saying, if I'm seeing a guy...
Man. Midget porn's kind of fun.
I'm seeing a guy in a red hat...
I'm weirdly into it.
Hey, cheers!
I'm sorry. Wait.
Gabe, we love you.
Let's let Gabe finish.
If I'm seeing a guy in a red hat and in overalls running around the city, bouncing off cars and shit, I'm going to be freaking out. I don't care how small he is or what he looks like.
Yeah, that's fair.
The size definitely adds to the weirdness factor.
Right. He's going, woohoo!
So they don't explain, hey, Mario's from another dimension. He's an alien being.
I feel like they thought it's a very cartoony video game and not very many grown-ups would be asking that question.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, look.
I mean, Nintendo, like, but consistently, like, markets their games towards, just, like, younger audiences.
That's true.
Except maybe, like, the Zelda games.
True.
Yeah. Because, like, Twilight of the whatever.
Zelda's the guy, right? The main character.
Right? I hate you so much right now. I hate you so much.
I mean.
Fuck you, Gabe. Even this rage is scripted. Anyways. back to the Switch.
Fair point.
We want to talk about Smash.
Yeah, Smash?
Yeah, we want to talk about bros smashing, right?
Yeah. That's something I like to do.
He got excited.
Double high fives. Yeah! Smash Bros!
Who have I become? Anyways, so Smash Bros. They introduced new character, Kurt. Who's the new character introduced?
The dragon.
The Castlevania people.
Castlevania people.
I forget their names, but people from Castlevania, which is a fun game, if you like platformers. King K. Rool.
King K. Rool.
Yeah. Which he looks like a really fat Jamaican man.
Huh.
I don't know why.
I don't know why you think that either. He's an alligator.
I feel like alligators like are only tropical, though. And Jamaica's tropical.
Never mind.
We have lots of them here.
Anywho,
in Jamaica,
Gator sauce.
We live in Jamaica, by the way.
Gator sauce. Yes,
coming to you live from Jamaica. This episode is
brought to you by... Hello, man.
Bomba clot.
This episode is brought to you by the Jamaican Tourist Board.
Kingston.
but no, this new Smash game is going to be crazy. There are so many freaking characters this game. I haven't done a count yet, but
looked at the list, right?
I did look at the list, and when I started going down the list, I'm like, I don't know who these people are. There's so many of them that are like characters that I've never even heard of that are new. Yeah. Like the game that you mentioned, what was the one?
Castlevania.
I've not played that before, so I don't know the characters.
What's that game about?
So it's about, like, I think you go into a castle and you fucking kill vampires and shit.
Right.
It's basically Wolfenstein meets...
Nintendo?
So Nazi platforms. Vampires.
Platforms? Well, not Nazis, but, like, very occult shit. Yeah. And some of it is kind of, like, biomechanical.
Huh.
Hmm.
Hmm. But it's a platformer.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. Mm. Okay. Anyways, so Smash Bros. Bros smashing. I'm looking forward to it. We got a Switch now, so I'm definitely...
I like the Switch.
I think you already made it. Anyways, God damn you. I'm definitely looking forward to that game coming out, and it's going to be great. Gabe?
Well,
Do you have any news, bud?
I have some news about something we talked about last week.
Oh, right, all right.
You know James Gunn?
Guardians.
Guardians boy.
Yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, so... Dave Bautista.
Right, he plays Groot.
No, he plays Drax the Destroyer.
He plays Gamora.
He plays Gamora, Drax the Destroyer.
Yeah, Drax the Destroyer, yeah.
And he was he tweeted saying that if James Gunn... Funny joke. But if he tweeted that if James Gunn's script isn't used in Guardians 3, then he's going to quit.
Dude, that's some big dick energy right there.
And he's on contract, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
he is.
So that's kind of a ballsy thing to say. But Disney I think it was reported, I don't know if it's confirmed, but Disney is reportedly going to use his script now because Dave Bautista is such a badass.
Yeah, but okay.
No, so, I don't think it has anything to
so,
do with
so
that.
The one thing that bothers me is like all, like I've seen at least four tweets about like people being, saying on Twitter, they're like, oh, fuck. Whatever, Dave Bautista, you can say that, it doesn't matter, blah, 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 blah. We can get Dwayne The Rock Johnson to do your job. We don't need you.
Right.
They're basically saying that Dave Bautista making this move doesn't mean anything. We don't like him as a character. Or at least four tweets that have gone viral.
Well, to be fair, I don't think Disney's decision to bring back James Gunn has anything to do with Dave Bautista.
I don't think so. It's more public.
But I think
and fuck those people on Twitter, though.
But yeah. I think Dave Bautista is very...
I like him as that character. He's good as Drax.
Yeah, he's a fantastic character. He is, like... I haven't, like, read a lot of the Guardians of the Galaxy comics.
I've never
so
read
for him. Me, he is Drax.
Yeah.
Like, he's done such a good job that he is what I picture when I think of Drax. And, like... Let's also keep in mind, we live in a world that four tweets makes a movement. So, yeah. Like, four people are pissed and saying, like, oh, we don't want Dave Bautista anymore.
Because he's those people. It's like people. Dave Bautista's supporting a guy who's made jokes about kid rape. How many years ago? 10?
Yeah.
And 10 years ago.
And just to clarify something you said, they're bringing back James Gunn's script, not James Gunn.
Just his script. So there's well, here's the thing, though.
They said they're going to use him for another movie.
Yeah, they're saying that they're...
Oh, they're going to bring James Gunn back.
It's a rumor.
Not for Guardians of the Galaxy.
It's a rumor that they're bringing him back for another movie, because if Disney says, hey, never mind, he can direct again, it kind of, you know, it takes away from their decision, and it makes Disney seem indecisive
about it. Disney's kind of half, like, we'll go with what the public says, and half, like, we're a kids company.
Yeah. So they might bring him back for another character. And I'm curious, Kurt, you're a Marvel guy. Is there any character that you think James Gunn could come back to direct? Anyone you think that his directing style fits?
Honestly,
they might bring in the X-Men and the Fantastic Four, so I don't know if
he might do a good job with the Fantastic Four, but I don't think so. I think Guardians was his niche.
Yeah,
that's where he dug in, was like, that is what I know.
Because it's also, Guardians was, to the public, relatively weird and obscure, which gave you more free range.
Mm.
So it's not like Captain America or Iron Man, where we already kind of had a vision or an idea of what that was.
Vision?
The Vision solo film.
Maybe.
It's just him making food with paprika.
You know what? I could see Ghost Rider.
Okay,
I can see Ghost Rider because I imagine pretty black metal, like Black Sabbath tracks, AC/DC, but also with that kind of weird '80s flair where like it takes place in the '80s.
And it's okay to touch a kid back then.
God damn it, kid!
when did Ghost Rider touch kids?
I don't know.
He's like Satan's spawn.
Think Satan wouldn't touch a kid?
I don't think so. I think God would.
This
is a controversial podcast.
That's very bad.
Next episode, we're going to talk about, does God actually exist? And does he touch kids?
We have proof. Spoiler alert, don't listen to anything Kurt says. Anyways.
That's actually fair. Please don't.
For his sake.
Four people have killed themselves because I said that Batman sucks.
Gator sauce. Anyways. I think, god damn, I need to get my train of thought back. James
Gunn,
I
thought, think... I've derailed his goddamn train of thought.
I think maybe, like, a funny character would be good for James Gunn because he made the Guardians of the Galaxy movies partially comedic.
Right.
So, like, you think any character...
Deadpool!
Like, fit that...
Who's directing Deadpool?
Some person directed...
The guys who did Zombieland, wasn't it?
No. The first Deadpool was Tim Miller. The second Deadpool was one of the guys who did John Wick.
And both of them are very good.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Maybe if he co-directed
a Deadpool. I don't know. I would like him to take over. I didn't like Deadpool 2 as much as the first
one. Really?
Right. But a lot of people... All right, did you like Deadpool 2 more?
Yes, and I will tell
Explain,
you why.
Please, yes.
Because they both have pros and cons. The reality is, I'm mostly devil's advocating this, because I do think they were probably equally as good. Deadpool 1 came off as a cheap movie. It came off as a movie that was... They didn't... Exactly. And that was one of the charms of it.
The thing I said was, it was a funnier movie.
It was a funnier movie, but it also
it was intentionally breaking walls.
Yeah, well, there wasn't... It didn't have that big of a budget. It also had a lot of context errors, or continuity errors, excuse me. With just, like, little things that are just kind of, like... They don't change the plot, but they're annoying to watch as someone who pays attention to stuff. And I think a lot of that was because it was a cheaper, low budget, small film. It wasn't a big
deal. Deadpool 2, then.
Deadpool 2 was a little bit bigger budget.
Definitely.
It had
Juggernaut.
They had fucking Juggernaut, and I think they did a good job with the big budget.
I think the action and the story of 2
yes.
were more interesting.
Yes. See, I disagree. I think that 2, especially with like the filmmaking, and we're talking about directors here, I think 2 spent a little too much time on some jokes that weren't as funny, and it spent too much time on little quirks. Like, Okay, the X-Men joke where he's in the mansion and he's like, hey, we're all the X-Men, and then behind them, you see a green screen door of the X-Men closing, or the joke when spoiler alert for Deadpool 2. He's
dying. It's been long enough where you don't have to say that, you fucking... Okay, shut up, cuck.
I take back the spoiler alert. No spoiler alert for Deadpool 2.
How dare you do a small thing that didn't require a lot of effort? How dare you say spoiler alert? You're changing so much.
Yeah. You can suck tiny dicks.
All right, no spoiler alert. I'm not going to spoil anything. But at the end of Deadpool 2... At the end of Deadpool 2, Deadpool's about to die. Deadpool's about to die, and he keeps coming back,
not dying.
I think it was funny, like, the first time that he did it.
Hey,
But that movie had a lot of that, where it was just, like, it was just certain jokes that, like, maybe were funny on set, and I felt like just they just kept going on. Or even the story with, like, his girlfriend and all that, and she dies.
What episode did we talk about this in? We have, like, episode 2. Gabe and I have a full review.
Barely a full review.
Yeah, well, a decent review.
I wasn't there, so it didn't count.
Yeah. No, it does, because...
This is your second episode, as far as I'm concerned.
All right. Gabe, what else do we have to do?
Well, okay, so in other news...
QuakeCon.
You want to talk about QuakeCon?
QuakeCon?
Yeah, go ahead.
QuakeCon.
Give a little teaser for QuakeCon.
All right, so for our next episode, we have right now, literally right now, while we're recording, not while you're listening, but while we're recording, QuakeCon is going on. So Quake is like a game that Bethesda created or something. But Bethesda...
7:41 on August 9th.
No, I mean like literally when I left my house.
It's important for the audience.
7:41, yeah.
That it's 7:41 on August 9th.
Yeah, they're doing like live streams of gameplay. So that means Fallout 76 is being played. They're playing a little bit of fucking Elder Scrolls, I believe. They're doing Quake and it's several other games. They're playing a bunch of games live right now, but it's not the convention. Tomorrow will be the convention. And I have
tomorrow, whenever you get this, this was in the past.
Yeah.
So, that's why I mentioned
tomorrow,
7:41.
We have
on August 9th.
We're dating ourselves really hard right now.
Yeah, dating myself.
Yeah.
Does that mean you're jerking yourself off and then taking your dick out to lunch or something? Yourself out to lunch.
It's going to dinner, then going home and jerking off.
Oh, okay.
Which, by the way, sounds like a nice night.
Honestly, you're fine. But like a nice dinner. You're sitting alone at like.
It's a first date, so it's not too fancy, but it's like. It's like going somewhere on Clematis or something like that. Okay. It's not like high.
It's like our kind of party street, but like also there's some nice restaurants.
Yeah, I forgot that not everyone listening to this is in the same city.
Remember, I'm moving to Seattle.
That's true.
I have a new audience.
Sure you do. But yeah, it's like a nice little thing. Sorry.
So QuakeCon, we have an exclusive interview that we will be airing on our next episode from my friend Henry Haswell. He's actually going to be at QuakeCon. I'm going to interview him, and he's going to fill us in on some of the details about some of the exclusive shit that he's going to see. So, next episode, guys. That's going to be fun.
That's what they call in the business a teaser. Right? That's what they call in the business, right?
I don't know what business.
What business?
Like the porn industry or?
No, like the...
Why does it always have to be about sex?
Because teasing.
Why does it always got to be about sex? Okay. It doesn't always have to do this, man.
Kurt, you are not allowed to accuse anyone of making things sexual unnecessarily.
No, man, this is fucking bad.
Yes. Kurt got a lot drunker in the past 2 minutes.
Yeah, your mom's gay.
How'd you know? Anyways.
Whoa! Good for her.
Pride.
Just like your hat. Ow, that one actually hurt.
Oh, we're going to have a lot of editing to do. So, does anyone else have any news, or should I just go into Star Wars? I think that's my last bit of news.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's clean this bitch up.
Let's clean this shit up. All right, so Star Wars is happening. That's a thing that's been going on for a while now.
I'm familiar with that franchise.
This Star Wars?
I thought that was going to be a really bad joke, but you just said the name of the...
One more.
Yeah. So,
is it multiple Star Wars? Or, like, stars battling?
So, hopefully.
Yes.
Hopefully in the next one. But in the next one, though, what we do know is that... Metaphor. Carrie Fisher is coming back.
Really?
And,
from the dead?
Yeah. They're actually reviving her, bringing her back.
Okay, what's happening?
You don't know the power Disney has.
That's fair. Walt Disney's still alive, yeah. So that's
Carrie true. Fisher died, and they're like, no, you fucking don't.
No, you didn't.
I'm imagining like a Weekend at Bernie's situation where they just...
They just... No. They attach strings to her arms and like, yeah, they just yeah. lift them and just stop the battleship.
You know what? That... explains that awkward scene from The Last Jedi when she's like floating out in space. Yeah.
They just embalmed her and walked her on the set. They
literally had a string and they're just like,
just reel her in real quick.
R.I.P. Carrie Fisher, by the way.
R.I.P. Hey, and I actually have nothing bad to say about her. I love her.
Oh, she's fantastic. Oh, and spoiler alert about The Last Jedi.
It's really just The Last Jedi.
But
yes. Solo was an amazing film.
That was great. Childish Gambino or someone came out as gay or something.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't remember. But oh, Post Malone came out as gay.
Post That's Malone came out as gay. Yeah, you're right.
But it's an inside joke. You weren't here back then.
I don't care.
You weren't born back then.
Yeah, you weren't born back. Burn.
You mean?
Dude, did you feel the burn back then?
You know what I'm gonna say is any episode that happened before I was here is called the prequels.
Yeah, but the prequels are better than now. Am I right? Hey, you, rate us on iTunes.
No, fuck you, Kurt.
Please don't rate us on iTunes.
I mean, like, rate us, like, actually, but then do everything the opposite of what you're doing on a regular rating. So, like,
this is you're way too complex.
No. This is what you need to do. Get on iTunes.
And lie.
And then pick, in the comment section, pick fuck, marry, kill with me, Gabe, and Kurt. And I want that to be...
Oh, I'm going to be the fuck. I'm definitely going to be the fuck. Gabe, you're going to be the kill. I'd marry you.
Oh, thanks, buddy. That's
oh,
nice.
Wow. I was hoping I'd be the marry.
No, you're the kill.
Oh, okay. I mean, I'd fuck... I mean, like, in this situation, I'd fuck Gabe, marry you, kill myself.
Which was actually...
It was the plan all along.
Was the plan for the night anyways.
Oh, man. But I brought up Carrie Fisher's coming back for Star Wars. Mark Hamill's also coming back for Star Wars. Episode 9. They announced that Billy Dee Williams is also coming back as Lando.
Billy Idol? Dude, I love Billy Idol. Yeah. Oh, wait, no, what you mean, like, Billy mustache?
Joel. Billy Joel.
No, you mean, like, Commissioner fucking in...
No, he was Harvey Dent.
He was Harvey Dent, yeah. Harvey Dent.
Wait. Serena Williams is coming as Lando.
No. We're talking about like the original Lando with the goddamn mustache and the fucking cape.
Serena Williams.
Get the fuck out of here. We're talking like nerd shit. I'm very excited about this.
Yeah.
Like Harvey Dent, black guy.
Yeah, Harvey Dent, black guy, Harvey Dent.
All right, I'm ready for this.
With
dude,
the mustache.
I'm totally good for it.
He's coming back. And
dude, I loved him. He's so suave.
Yeah. He was the original Childish Gambino.
Yeah, he was actually...
Only in the way that he played Lando Calrissian.
Well, he's actually Childish Gambino's dad.
I thought Donald Glover...
Because he's black, yeah, right.
...was the original Childish Gambino.
I like that joke. It would have been better on a better podcast.
Don't use good jokes here. Save that for a better place.
Wasn't Donald Glover the guy who played in...
Danny Glover. It's a joke about Danny Glover. I'm ruining it for you. Go ahead.
Fucking hell, dude. How'd you know? Hey, Daniel. I got some news.
Let's hear it.
Your mom's fucking gay.
Why are you... I think he's going to make a good joke sometimes. And then he just says the same fucking thing.
That hurts so much.
Hurts so much.
I don't care.
You acknowledged that your mom was gay earlier in this podcast. I don't know if you remember.
Hope no one believes that.
Yeah.
I get like support, like, hey man, heard your mom came out of the closet. Glad to hear it, buddy. Good for you guys.
I'm your Twitter mentions is going to be lit with people. Like,
she's still married to your dad, by the way.
Yeah, my dad's going to be, what
is going on? What?
Why? And my dad definitely talks like an old woman.
Hey, that's transgender.
Hey, Gabe, did you have your dad's trans, dude?
I heard that your mother's... Now he's Mickey Mouse. I heard that your mother's gay. Wait. I heard that your mother's gay. Oh, boy.
Hey, you know, I don't know how, like...
But I don't know how to make this joke. Kurt's like cuddled up in a sweater, in a freaking like blanket, like, yeah. Oh my God.
He went and got my girlfriend's blanket.
So what's the difference between a tranny and a tranny? Like, one's a transmission, the other one's a fucking woman with a dick. Like, what's a dick? I don't get it. Why do they have to be the same word?
I thought you had a punchline.
I don't have a punchline. I'm asking a general question.
It's a question that we're not qualified to answer.
You're the most transphobic gay person I've ever met.
That's true.
Actually, no, there's actually a huge problem in the gay community of very transphobic people.
That's
like,
true.
In all seriousness, like, yeah, trans people, like, I support them, like, really well. But, like... Wow.
Clarification.
I'm glad he decided to be serious.
That's the one thing he would clarify on.
Everything else he said so far is true, except for this
one. Except for when I'm actually serious.
And I don't know what to do with it. I don't know, like, oh, he's actually being genuine right now. Wow.
Wow, you don't... That's the weird part. When I, like, try and tell someone, they can't tell if I'm either, like, joking or serious. You know,
yeah,
no, for the most part, they always think I'm joking. And, like, guys, I'm actually, like, having a heart attack. And they're like, oh, that's real funny, you fucking loser.
That old Dimitri Martin bit, the worst time to have a heart attack is during a game of charades.
Well, if you guys liked the ending of this episode, we're actually going to record the next one right after this.
Yeah, we're trying to get onto Spotify, guys.
So we're going to be just as sober as we are right now.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit less.
Yeah, because we're going to eat food.
So it's going to be even better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Want to play Mario Kart, guys?
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's close her out like a good motherfucker. So we got ourselves an iTunes. You know, you can find us there. But we're gonna shoot for Spotify pretty soon, which is going to be a pretty long process, but we're going to get there. I'm at Kurt_duh_hurt. At Twitter and Instagram.
I'm at Gasvia_ on Twitter. Just Gasvia on Instagram.
I'm Real Dan Griffin on both Twitter and Instagram. And I actually have something to promote, you guys.
Wow. Now he's going to plug. What? He's a fucking loser.
You actually have real things going on in your life?
I got a real thing. On the 22nd of August, the Palm Beach Improv is having an open mic night.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to be there. Yeah. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
21?
Say again?
Oh.
22nd.
I can't go, but I really want to.
I understand, because you got some shit going on.
No, I actually got to go back to Texas.
That's shit going on.
Yeah. You said it like you're like...
No, that was actually me being like genuine. Like, hey, man, I understand. You got stuff going on. I'm not holding it personally.
All right.
See, I was being genuine that time and didn't come through.
So you're going to tell jokes.
I'm going to tell silly jokes.
Do you have a teaser for... Like, can you tell like the beginning of a joke?
No.
Like, not the punchline?
No, I can't. Oh. No, I can't.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can.
Last thing. If you're interested in coming to the show, if you're in the Palm Beach, West Palm Beach area, just hit me up on Twitter and Instagram. Real Dan Griffin. The word real. DanGriffin.
Real with an A.
And I can get...
I'm going to slap your dick off.
Please do. And hit me up and I get people free tickets. Cool.
All right. So wait, I promised the listener that we're going to end on a cliffhanger. I did say that earlier.
Is it going to be Cliffhanger with Sylvester Stallone?
No, it's just a guy named Cliffhanger. Hello, my name's Cliffhanger.
So we have this new guest on the podcast named Cliffhanger.
Hello.
Cliff, what's up?
Yes, I... How you doing? Hey, man. I like your shirt. This is Brazil.
Yeah, I am wearing it. What's your main thing, Cliffhanger? Are you a rock
climber? I'm black.
Yeah, so that was Cliffhanger.
Welcome to Gator Sauce, guys. Have a great night.
Say welcome to Gator Sauce an hour into the episode.
Oh, God. I love you all. I'm so sorry.
Have a great night. We love you. Good night, New York.
Good night.
Oh, yeah, Kurt, we have to review the beer, don't we?
Bear.
Beer.
No, I said beer.
Oh, because you're gay. I thought... Never
mind. What, because I add extra A's into words that have two E's, or I just put A's in places?
No, because bear is
you
a
put
gay
E's
thing.
In places.
Oh, that's actually true. That's good. That's a very good point, because, yeah bears. I've only had sex with, like, one bear. I really want to have more.
I was trying to get to the beers, but I'm...
I
regret making that joke.
Yeah.
You talk about my world, you're going to fall into my pit. You know what I mean, boy?
I don't.
I really...
really, really
I've never heard that that uses a
gay I don't think it is a term.
I don't think pit is a gay thing.
I don't think it is either. I think it's a Kurt thing.
Yeah. I think he just wanted to say it as if it was a gay thing and hoping that we wouldn't catch
it. I feel attacked.
So the beer.
Baird, yeah,
the mango something.
The
mango wheat.
Blue Moon mango wheat.
Blue Moon mango wheat.
So, Gabe, what'd you think?
I liked it. Usually, like I said before, when I drink flavored beers, it's usually not, you know, up to the hype.
So we're rating it as a fruit-flavored beer.
It is a fruit-flavored beer.
I mean, like, you want to rate it in the same, like, caliber.
Sure. Okay. I mean, compared to Blue Moon has a pretty standard taste.
So Blue Moon, I would say, is like the Blue Dream of weed, you know?
Yeah.
You know, Blue Dream's like, it's a pretty middle-of-the-road beer. I mean, weed. It's not going to fucking kill you.
I guess.
But it'll get you high and it'll, you'll feel good.
Yeah, this beer got me pretty high. It, I'm alone on this. I can't bail myself out. No,
You're not funny.
I'm stuck on this
chair. You're not funny.
But I liked it. Look, it was for a mango-flavored anything, it was pretty good.
So what would you rate it?
I personally like Blue Moon regular a little bit more, but, you know, I wouldn't be opposed to drinking this. I would rate it, I guess, I'd rate it like a...
The I love you sign from, like, sign language? So that's a thumb.
Isn't that the Spider-Man symbol?
No, I was thinking Spider-Man. Spider-Man's this.
I thought Spider-Man has a thumb out.
No, Spider-Man does not have a thumb
out. Yes, he does.
He has to press down this web shooter.
No, he presses it down with his two... This is an audio medium. They have no idea what we're arguing about. But, yeah, I'm doing the Spider-Man symbol on one hand. And on the other hand, I'm also doing the Spider-Man symbol, but...
Doubles.
But I'm kind of hitting them together, like crossing them.
Like, continuously, or is it just holding it together?
I bump them twice, and then I hold them there.
Hold them together, because if you do it continuously, it's another gay joke about to happen.
I'm not going to make a gay joke. The fucking finger scale is a goddamn serious matter, you goddamn cuck.
Why are you get the fuck out of your own
house, dude. Why the fuck would you, like, ruin an academic experience? All right.
But yeah, they bump twice, and then they hold there. And then I shoot a web, and the two webs, you know, connect. And that's what I give this beer.
Okay. That's fairly average. I mean, Spider-Man is a fair... He's not the best Marvel hero, but he's fucking great. He has the best villains. Yeah. I'm going to say that's a very good review.
Yeah.
Not amazing, not outstanding.
Not amazing, not spectacular.
Right. But it's...
Keep going. Not ultimate. I don't...
It's definitely not ultimate.
Yeah.
But it's just the regular...
Would you say it's $20.99?
I would say it's more like noir.
But is it Earth One?
Okay, no. Keep going.
We went so far with very specific nerd jokes. Should I go next?
Go ahead, Daniel.
Yeah, what'd you think?
You know, like I said at the beginning of this podcast, I'm not a beer fan.
Did you drank half of it, right?
We don't have to go over that.
Just give him credit, man.
I didn't enjoy it, is reality. And I don't blame the beer. I blame myself.
Okay. That's what Kurt did for a long time.
Yeah.
We got to stop making gay jokes, man.
It's hard not to. It's right
you
there.
You can't tell us it's to like, stop making gay jokes.
I'll admit, it is a crutch, but it's right there.
It's a good crutch. It's like, you know, it's like, shit. I don't want to use the wheelchair, but I can at least use the crutch because it's right there.
I guess.
That's a disabilities joke.
Anywho. I'm not a big fan of the beer. But
How about if you had to compare it to other mangoes?
If I had to like a real life mango?
Yeah, like a real life mango.
I think I'd rather have a real life mango.
I mean, honestly, me too.
Yeah, me too. Hashtag me too.
And you know that movement's about mangoes and beer, right?
Hopefully. That's what I assumed.
I thought it was about women getting raped.
Oh, God.
Jesus, dude.
So if I had to give a finger scale, I would say a thumbs up, but with the thumb bent at the knuckle. Okay. So like it's like a thumbs up, but then the thumb is pointed.
It's like it's like you're holding a trigger, like a detonator.
You know that's actually literally the like hand symbol for the skinheads.
You did that last podcast, so I'm not falling for that twice. You can't do that every time, Kurt. Damn it, Kurt. Kurt.
Why are you putting so much emphasis on this?
Kurt!
Hey, did you know if you spell my name backwards, it's truck?
I do now.
Wow.
Yeah, you guys are fucked up.
You don't know how to spell truck.
What? I mean, like, if you're a child, it makes sense, you fucking cuck. Go suck a goddamn blender. Yeah, an entire blender. I said that.
So Kurt.
So
brave. So Kurt, what did you think of the beer?
I'm gonna give it 4 fingers straight. Which
is ironic because you're gay.
No, when I'm
look, it's just right there. I have to tell the joke, you know?
When I'm spreading the 4 fingers the way I am right now, so it was very wide, so that means that it's a completely average beer. Plus, on the other hand, I'm giving a pinky, so it means it's kind of average but fancy. But it's a pretty good beer. Wow. I'm gonna say it's not amazing. It's not schvatten.
He explained his finger scale. Like, we're just doing it, but he's just like he's telling us what it means.
Yeah.
One day we're gonna figure this out.
Maybe.
I actually generally like the beer, but
Bear?
The beer.
The beer.
All right.
It is.